Mr. President, I rise on behalf of a colleague and friend, Senator Thad Cochran. Last Tuesday, Thad cast his 10,000th vote here in the Senate. And in typical fashion, we didn't hear a whole lot about it. As Thad once told a reporter, that's just the way I was brought up, to believe you don't have to toot your own horn too much. Always humble, Thad's the perfect embodiment of the Southern gentleman, and the Senate's a better and more civil place because of him. Thad's political career got off to an early start. As a teenager, he passed out campaign literature with his mom in Utica, Mississippi. He helped his dad with voter registration drives, and a few decades later, he'd make Bill and Emma Cochran proud by becoming the first Mississippi Republican in more than a century to win a statewide office. No small feat for a guy whose first job was working as a car hop at Gunn's Dairy Bar. But Thad was always a standout. An Eagle Scout, he earned varsity letters in football, basketball, baseball, and tennis, and was valedictorian of his high school class. He served with distinction in a two-year tour with the Navy. He excelled in law school and became a partner in one of Mississippi's top law firms in just 2.5 years. And he served the people of the Magnolia State with distinction and grace in the U.S. Congress for 35 years. Thad's colleagues in the Senate have seen his humility up close. But the people at the Neshoba County Fair got to see it for themselves a few years back. As Thad's car pulled up, a big crowd gathered around to shake his hand. And so when the passenger side door opened, they all rushed in and got a good close look at Thad's personal assistant, Fred Pagan. They didn't expect to see Thad behind the wheel, nor do a lot of other folks who pick him up at events in D.C. and back home. Fred gets a lot of special treatment. The 10,000 vote club is sort of like the 500 home run club in baseball. And as you might expect, Senator Byrd is the Hank Aaron of the Senate. But Thad might get there yet. And those of us who've had the good pleasure of working with him hope that he does. Winston Churchill once said of an enemy, he has all the virtues I dislike and all the vices I admire. Mr. President, I feel the opposite about my friend Thad Cochran. He's got all the virtues I admire and none of the vices I dislike. So I congratulate him on his many years of dedicated service and thank him for his friendship and, above all, his extraordinary example.
The Majority Leader.
If there were ever a time during my career here in the Senate where I say I associate myself with those remarks, I do. Thad Cochran is a wonderful man. As the distinguished Republican leader said, he is strong. He doesn't talk very much. He's silent most of the time. He loves the Senate. He's one of the people that I look to for maintaining the dignity of the Senate. The Appropriations Committee, which I've had the pleasure of serving with him since I came to the Senate, he is as dignified in the Senate as he is, I'm sorry, in the Appropriations Committee, as he is in the Senate and as he is every place else. He believes in following regular order. He believes in working through the tedious process the Senate requires. And I look forward to working with him this year. Senator McConnell and I have made a commitment, and Senator Cochran knows this, to do our appropriation bills this year. We're going to work together on a bipartisan basis to get those bills completed. And you, Senator Cochran, are going to be an integral part of our being able to do this. We all have fond memories of Thad Cochran, but my personal feeling of warmth relates to a trip that we took. I took my wife, Landra, and he took his lovely wife, Rose, and we had a wonderful time. Senator Glenn was there leading the delegation, and I'll always remember that, Thad. I'll always remember the relationship of the two of you. So as we proceed through the difficult days ahead of us in the Senate, everyone within the sound of my voice should understand that one reason we'll be able to make it through the troubled waters of the Senate is because of Thad Cochran.
Mr. President.
Republican Whip.
Mr. President, I want to thank my colleague from Vermont for allowing me to go next in line so I can speak briefly about my colleague from the state of Mississippi. I want to thank Senator McConnell for his remarks, and Senator Reid, you did a magnificent job summing up the character of this great senator from Mississippi. Senator Cochran and I have been in the Congress together now. This is our 35th year. We came together in the House of Representatives in 1973, and he moved over to the Senate in 1978. He was elected, came here in 79, and eventually I tagged along with him again. Senator Cochran and I go back to the 60s. We were both students at the same university, University of Mississippi. His wife Rose and I were in the same class, and we worked together in student activities. And I always felt like I had a special friendship with Senator Cochran because of my friendship also with his wife, Rose. Our parents were both school teachers, both his mother and father, my mother. We both started out as Baptists, and I think we still are, in a way. Just right down the line, we've got a lot in common. In fact, some people wonder how I get as many votes as I do in Mississippi. It's because I think some people get confused between Thad and Trent, and I'm known in some areas as Thad Lott. But it seems to work. And I benefit by standing in the reflection of his great stature in our state of Mississippi. I'm very proud of my colleague from our state. We've had some great senators from our state. But Senator Cochran is rising to the level of the stature of the best of those. And so I'm very proud of the record he has achieved here, the number of votes that he has cast, and I am hoping that he'll cast 10,000 more before he decides to leave this great institution. But I must say, on a very personal note, I've never been more proud of my colleague from Mississippi than I was in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina in 2005 and 2006. His quiet, steady, methodical, rational effort to help us get what we needed to recover from that major disaster was just an incredible thing to watch. The respect that he has in this institution on both sides of the aisle helped him to lead the way in getting the help we needed for our state. I was belated in doing it, but I'll never quit doing it. When last fall I thanked the Senate, the Congress, for what they did do for us after that hurricane, because everything that Senator Cochran and I and others from our state asked the Congress to do, you did it. And we will always be indebted. On the one-year anniversary of that cataclysmic event in our state, he and I were sitting on the same platform as the sun came up in Biloxi, Mississippi, August 29th, 2006, hot morning. A year earlier, the water had been about probably 25 feet where we were sitting. The surge was that high or more. There were many of us on that platform, mayors, supervisors, congressmen, governor. We were all taking deep bows for all the money we had brought to the people of this devastated area. Finally, I'd had about all I could stand, including taking my own bows, and I finally rose and said, it's fine to share the credit, and there are many of us here that have done our best, but most of us could not be taking credit for what has happened if it were not for the man sitting right behind me on this platform, Senator Thad Cochran of Mississippi. It is an incredible thing that we have experienced in terms of pain and suffering, but also in honor and glory and appreciation for what has happened since then. And so I hope there are many other high water marks in his great career, but none will ever be more appreciated than the service he gave our state and our country in the aftermath of that hurricane. Thank you, my colleague. It's a pleasure serving with you.
The senator from West Virginia.
Mr. President, the distinguished senator of Vermont has to go to a meeting quickly. How much time would he like, please?
I'll take less than a minute.
I yield to the senator from Vermont for that purpose.
Mr. President, I thank the distinguished senator from West Virginia, the most senior person here, and, of course, the one who serves the closest with Senator Cochran as on the Appropriations Committee. And I could not help but think, listening to my distinguished friend, other friend from Mississippi, Senator Lott, and the wonderful things he was saying about Senator Thad Cochran. We were recently on a trip overseas, and I heard him saying many of those same things out of the hearing of Senator Cochran, and praising Senator Cochran very much on that trip to myself and other senators. I mention that because sometimes the praise that sits outside your presence is more important than that in your presence. But Thad Cochran has been as close a friend as I've ever had in the United States Senate. We've traveled together overseas. I've traveled to Mississippi with him. He explained to me I had to slow down my speech a little bit. He's come to Vermont with me. My late parents used to tell me what a nice young man he is. And I know how much my mother and father enjoyed meeting him not only in Vermont, but in subsequent visits here to Washington. Thad is, and I recall what Senator Stennis once said of the senator, he is a senator, all in capital letters. You could hear John Stennis's voice boom over here. He is. He's a senator. He is a senator. Most importantly to me, he's my good friend. I yield the floor.
The senator from West Virginia.
Mr. President, senators know my good nature, so some of them want me to yield, which I would do. I'm the president pro tem. I wouldn't ask another president pro tem to do that, but may I yield to my seatmate, Mr. Dodd?
Mr. President, I thank my seatmate and colleague from West Virginia, and I just want to add my voice to those who have spoken, those who are about to speak, and say, just to repeat, Senator Leahy had said it well, we use the word senator, with some frequency here, but if I were asked the question to name one senator who reflected that expression more so than anyone else, it would have to be my colleague from West Virginia and my colleague from Mississippi. And so it's a pleasure to serve with him. I admire him immensely. He's exactly what a senator ought to be, a great legislator, good person, and cares about his country. Proud to serve with him.
Pardon, I thank the distinguished senator.
President
of Connecticut.
Mr. President, I know that the senator wants to be on his make his comments. I wonder if I could just have a 1 moment as well to.
Of course, I yield to my friend from Massachusetts, Mr. Kennedy.
Mr. President, I've had the good opportunity of meeting Senator Cochran before he was even a senator, and this is when he was wearing the uniform of the United States Navy, and he was stationed up in the New England area. And I didn't know at that time, when I was just a freshman senator and he was in the service of our country, that he'd go on to have the kind of career that he's had in the United States Senate. But it's really been from that time when I met this impressive young naval officer who exhibited the same qualities that he does at the present time. One that's of great fairness and good judgment and good humor. We don't always agree, and more often than not disagree, but we never feel that any of those matters are take away from the essential friendship and respect, certainly, that I have for him. So I, too, want to join with others in paying tribute to really an extraordinary senator that works hard for state and has respect from those on this side of the aisle and from those that have a differing viewpoint, but know that he is always a person of integrity and pursuing the interests of the people of Mississippi.
Mr. President.
Senator from West Virginia.
Mr. President, last week, my friend, Senator Thad Cochran, the very distinguished member of the Senate Appropriations Committee, achieved a milestone in his career of public service to the people of Mississippi and the United States. Senator Cochran cast his 10,000th vote, his 10,000th roll call vote, a record that only 27 other senators have achieved since the founding of this great republic. A senator's vote is so much more than just a number. In the final tally, each and every vote represents an investment of time, research, and analysis on the part of himself, and in many cases on the part of his staff also, into a given issue. Each vote, every vote is an evaluation of what best serves one's constituents, one's state, and one's country. Over these many years, I have personally now, listen, I have personally noted that Senator Cochran, I know this, approaches his responsibilities with diligence. I have many, many reasons to know that. He approaches his votes with diligence, with a fine and keen intelligence, with sterling courage. He's from Mississippi, with courage and compassion. This son of public-spirited and politically aware school teachers demonstrated all of these qualities at an early age as an Eagle Scout. I was never an Eagle Scout. I was a tenderfoot. As a class valedictorian, I know what that means, a class valedictorian. As a varsity athlete, I don't know what that means. As a varsity athlete in four sports, man, that's something. A varsity athlete in four sports and a hard worker, I know what that means, at whatever task to which he applied himself. You can't say much more than that. Senator Cochran achieved a scintillating academic record at the University of Mississippi School of Law and went on to serve as a naval officer in the armed forces of the United States. The discipline and the critical thinking that he learned in those venues have served him well, yes, served him well during his tenure in the Congress, Mr. President, the senior senator from Mississippi has been a member of the United States Senate since 1978. 1978. That was the last year in which I served as the Senate Majority Leader. And he served three terms in the House of Representatives prior to that. And so do it today. Three terms in the House of Representatives prior to that. Throughout this time, Senator Cochran has paid particularly close attention to the needs of his constituents in Mississippi, and that was his duty. Most recently, after his home state was hit by the worst natural disaster in the history of the United States, the distinguished senator colleague of his has already spoken of that, but I mention it here. Senator Cochran used his role, R-O-L-E, his role, as the chairman of the Senate Appropriations Committee to advance legislation that provided over $87 billion. That's $1 billion. $1 billion is $1 for every minute since Jesus Christ was born. And so he, Mr. Cochran, provided over $87 billion in supplemental federal assistance to the states affected by hurricanes Katrina and Rita. A country western artist once asked in song, "Where would we be without the love of a woman? Where would we be without the love of a woman?" Undoubtedly, the love and the support of his wife of over 42 years, Rose. I remember Rose. Rose helped Senator Cochran achieve this great milestone. So, as I have risen to recognize the senator, I also wish to salute Rose. She was a beautiful lady. She had such a very warm smile, Rose. So again, I congratulate my colleague, whose record in this body has been that of a true Christian gentleman and a man of genuine political humility. Mr. President, you're the floor.
The president, senator from Virginia.
Mr. President, I join my many colleagues today in recognizing this remarkable achievement of my longtime friend, Thad Cochran. Thad and I were elected in 1978, and we're the only two remaining senators of the class of 1978. He was sworn in, I think, 3 or 4 days prior to me, and consequently, he is a senior senator to the senator from Virginia, and I have always dutifully acknowledged that. Colleagues have extolled his extraordinary record, and I shall not try to add further to that wonderful chapter of his history. But I have a most unique, unlike any other senator, reason to have the highest regard for this wonderful man. I had a period in my life when I'd been a bachelor over 20 years, and there was a tragic loss of life in our community of a wonderful man, and Thad very kindly helped that family in the wake of that tragedy for some several years. And there came a time when I said to Thad, "You know, that widow is someone I admire greatly, as I had known her slightly." But that I'm making absolutely no progress whatsoever in gaining the attention of this lady. And he allowed us how that he would, in his own good time, draw that lady's attention to me, and that he did. And I'm so privileged today to have my lovely wife, Jeannie, who absolutely loves you dearly, as you well know.
Here.
And I thank my distinguished colleague from West Virginia for that acknowledgement, because I don't know that I'd be standing here today, given my wayward ways in life, had it not been for Thad Cochran and this wonderful lady who cares for me now and has an absolute devotion to Thad. So, Thad, I wish you well. What the future holds for both of us remains to be seen. But I'm proud to be counted among your most devoted friends. As one describes you, I would say you reflect all the qualities of a senator, but foremost among them is a calm dignity. I yield the floor.
Mr. President.
The senator from Georgia.
Mr. President, I ask to be able to address the Senate as if in morning business for up to 5 minutes.
Without objection, so ordered.
At the outset, let me just say, as a rookie in the United States Senate, I want to add and echo everything that was said about Senator Cochran. He is truly one to which all of us who are new to this body should subscribe and hope in time we could equal his accomplishments.
Mr. President, I just wanted to say a word about my friend Thad Cochran. What a terrific gentleman and fellow legislator he has been over the years. When I have gone to him to work out an appropriations problem, particularly with regard to the 2004 hurricanes that we had, and you'll recall we had four hurricanes within the span of 6 weeks in Florida. And we so desperately needed that assistance coming in to FEMA. Senator Cochran was there ready to help. And, Mr. President, if I could just, if I could get Senator Cochran's attention. Senator Cochran, I'm saying some good things about you, and I just wanted to say what a gentleman you've been to this senator, particularly with regard to that time that we had such difficulty in Florida during the 2004 hurricanes. And when I came to you asking for appropriate help, you were there. And then, lo and behold, the next year is when you had your set of hurricanes. And it was my privilege to try to help return the favor. You're a real gentleman, and passing the 10,000 vote mark is quite an achievement.
There, I would be remiss if I didn't say a few words of about our colleague and friend, Senator Thad Cochran from Mississippi, the former president, now the ranking Republican on the Appropriations Committee, who cast, as we all know from our colleagues' talks today, his 10,000th vote here in the U.S. Senate recently. I've known Senator Cochran for 28 years, since I first came to the U.S. House of Representatives, and I can tell you without any reservation, he's a gentleman. He's a bright, very engaged senator. He knows the appropriations process. But he's courteous to all of us. He's will always listen to us, although his position might be 180 degrees, you know, from what we're talking about. And I want to congratulate him for this. This is a milestone in the Senate. I don't know if I'll ever be here for 10,000 votes. Not many people, as Senator Byrd has mentioned this morning, have. So this is a feat in itself. And I congratulate Senator Cochran for his diligence and his service to the nation and to the people of Mississippi. in the U.S. Senate, and before then in the U.S. House of Representatives, and also as a naval officer, as a young man out of Ole Miss Law School.